The April edition of A One Night Stand features Charlie Barnett. Tenor sax and orchestra of Charlie Barnett, who is this evening's guest on A One-Night Stand with the Big Bands. This is Arnold Dane. Tonight's program will be brought to you by Russo Chevrolet and Windsor Locks, where you'll find special low spring sale prices on beautiful new Chevy models and on reliable used cars. And by Lake Compounds in Bristol, where you can soon swing to the big band sounds of Harry James, Woody Herman, Stan Kenton, and Count Basie. Charlie Barnett, now retired from the music business, spends most of his time boating, golfing, at the racetrack, but more on that later. Right now, let's listen to some of the music of our one-night stand guest, Charlie Barnett. Russo Chevrolet wants this coming summer to be the best summer you've ever had. The summer you see the USA in a beautiful new Chevy. That's why they're offering special spring sale prices on all their beautiful new Chevy models. Many young families are getting carried away by Chevelle. Others prefer the Impala, a car that starts you relaxing before you get where you're going. Or what about the sporty Camaro, the economical Nova, or one of the many handy wagons? Stop in and talk to an experienced Russo salesman. He knows his product, and he'll be happy to show you the features of all the exciting new Chevrolet models. You'll be buying a fine car at special spring sale prices from a dealer who cares about you after the sale. 13 certified mechanics will keep your car in top running condition. Make 1972 your year for Chevy and for Russo Chevrolet. Take the Bradley exit from I-91, then the first exit to Russo. That's R-U-S-S-O. Russo Chevrolet, directly across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks. We've been trying to reach Charlie Barnett to interview him for a one-night stand for approximately 14 or 15 months now. Finally, through George T. Simon, the author of The Big Bands, the former editor of Metronome Magazine, we got Charlie's home telephone number, a private unlisted number, of course, in Palm Springs, California, which is his home for a few months of every year. We finally reached him the other evening and had a very pleasant conversation. Why don't you share that conversation with us now? And Charlie, let's begin with 1937. As you reflect back on your musical career, you probably consider that your key year, don't you?
Well, it was a complete change of musical attitude at that time, yes. Mm-hmm. Up until that time, I'd been having the traditional orchestra, maybe a little spicier than usual, but actually, I was listening to what the bosses wanted me to play, and that's the way I did it. But it was about 1937. That would be about right when I sort of struck out and said, well, this is what I want to do.
Is that the year you recorded Cherokee?
No, that was a little later. That was in 39.
Uh-huh.
But the that particular band started to evolve in the late 37.
Mm-hmm. You had a couple of pretty fair arrangers along about the late 30s that I recall. You had Billy May and Skip Martin was with you.
Yeah, and Bud Estes and some Benny Carter Sharks.
You did quite a bit of arranging yourself, too, didn't you, Charlie?
Well, the only arrangements that I ever had time to do were tunes that I wrote myself. And it was a lot of time. I think even the Glenn Miller found this out. He was characterized as an arranger leader. And after the band became, you know, airborne and successful, he had to replicate this to other arrangers because as a band leader, you just don't really have the time to do it. And most of the things that I arranged were compositions of my own, instrumentals, original things.
Mm-hmm. You are also a composer. Do you have any idea how many different songs or selections you've written?
Somewhere between 70 and 100.
Thank you. one of the most memorable of all the Charlie Barnett selections. That was Billy May's chart for Pompton Turnpike, one of the band's top pop hits. And that call and response passage featured, of course, the Billy May trumpet and Charlie's soprano saxophone. Another of the biggest of all the Barnett numbers was Redskin Rumba. And Charlie, we've heard for so many years different stories about how that selection came to be. Is it true that Redskin Rumba just evolved from Cherokee?
Yes, it did. It evolved, actually, due to an untimed radio broadcast. We didn't have enough tunes out, and that tune on the program happened to be Cherokee, and the announcer says, like, you've got 3 minutes to go yet. And so we just extended. I started, it's really like a montuno, you know what I mean, on based on a B-flat chord. And I played for a while, and then I sort of signaled Billy May, and they came in and played for a while, and then I came back in, we brought it to a close.
That wasn't too unusual for your band, though. You did a lot of head arranging, didn't you?
Well, that's true. There was a remarkable thing about that band. We hadn't had any change in personnel. We had a very constant personnel at that time. And at the time of the Palomar Ballroom fire out here in California in Los Angeles, of course, we lost all of our music, all of our instruments, everything.
That's right.
And we were able to continue on the road just from the memory of the guys in the band. They would remember enough charts, and there were enough what we call head arrangements that we could keep going while we were having new arrangements made. And of course, we had some marvelous help from Count Bill Basie and a few from Duke, and we went right ahead with our business. It was we play without music stands, but it's kind of gassed the people, you know. I mean, they'd look up and they'd see this band playing Well, some rather intricate arrangements, and no music stands in sight.
We'll have some Duke-type music coming up here in a second, Charlie. Big band swing again in the 1972 subscription series at Lake Compounds, Bristol, Connecticut. There's a concert and dance cabaret style on May 8th with Harry James and his swinging band, featuring Corky Corcoran on tenor and on drums, Sonny Payne, all direct from Las Vegas. June 21st, Woody Herman and his orchestra. July 6th, Stan Kenton. August 2nd, the aforementioned Count Basie and his orchestra. Individually, $5.50, but by subscription, $33 per couple, including tax, a saving of $11 per couple. Single subscription tickets, $17.50, a saving of $4.50. Act now, a limited number of subscription tickets available, by mail or in person, at Lake Compounds, G. Fox, downtown Hartford, or your local music store. Make checks payable to Norton Enterprises, Incorporated. Remember, you can save $11 per couple on subscription series tickets at the Lake Compounds Ballroom, Bristol, Connecticut, where the big band swing again. In person, Count Basie, Woody Herman, Stan Kenton, and Harry James. A Kingsley K. production. Charlie, you've always admired Duke Ellington tremendously, and you adapted a lot of his music to your own band, I know. One of the best remembered is Rockin' in Rhythm. And I remember reading something that Leonard Feather had written about you. Billy May had arranged this in the Ellington Image, and you were quoted by Leonard Feather as saying, "I remember right after the record hit, we played the Flatbush Theater in Brooklyn. When we got to the part where the band starts hollering, the whole audience was ready and hollered with us. They about scared us to death." You mentioned Duke Ellington, and I guess that's a name which you hold in the highest of esteem. As a matter of fact, George T. Simon tells me that when you built a bomb shelter there a few years ago, the first thing you did was stock it with your Duke Ellington records, just in case.
Well, I'll tell you about that bomb shelter, Arnold. In order to, you enter this from inside the house. None of this stuff going out in the backyard. The first place, after you get way, way down, I've got the iron spiral staircase that was taken out of the out of an old theater. And this goes all the way down. And when you get down there, the first thing you're confronted with is a wine cellar. And after you go through the wine cellar, you get into the so-called bomb shelter, which is carpeted wall-to-wall and quite comfortable. In fact, a lot of people have slept down there when we had too many guests. But I figure I may maybe live 2 weeks longer than anybody else. But at least I'll be happy the last.
You started with first things first in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to that Ellington band if we can, Charlie. I think I hear some Johnny Hodges in your alto saxophone every now and then. Was he one of your idols?
Oh, Johnny Hodges to me, I mean, is absolutely—he's almost—he's God. But nobody has ever approached Johnny Hodges.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever will.
You also played, I think, more soprano saxophone than any other big-time band leader. Anybody, perhaps, than Sidney Bechet, and I'll bet that that's a name that you also hold in great esteem.
Yes, I do. And as far as the instrument is concerned, I whenever I play anymore, which is very seldom, most of what I play is on soprano.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to hold.
Yes. Your tenor style, I can't hear anybody else in that. I think it's completely unique, and I think we can all identify Charlie Barnett right from the opening bar. Is that all your own style, or did you try to model yourself after someone very early in your career?
Well, I think the earlier part, I was probably influenced a lot by Cole Hawkins. I don't believe that... I believe I lost that influence, and I was sort of in the cracks there as far as style. You might call it my own.
Charlie, one of your favorite tenor recordings, as far as I'm concerned, is Night and Day. That's another of those famous head arrangements which featured you on tenor, some muted Bob Burnett, Bill Miller on piano, and a great driving arrangement with some booting tenor saxophone. So we'll hear that next in a moment. I'd like to remind everyone that it is the pleasure of Arnold Dean to be your host here on a one-night stand with the big bands, being brought to you on WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, and being presented by Lake Compounds in Bristol, where the big bands swing again in the 1972 subscription series, and by Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks, where you'll find special low spring sale prices on beautiful new Chevy models and on reliable used cars. And that reliable used car you've been waiting for at special spring sale prices is available right now. You'll find it at Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks. At this moment, Russo has an exceptionally good selection of clean used cars to choose from, well over 100. Many are late model, low mileage cars, and you'll find an excellent choice of makes, styles, and colors. Stop in and look them over. Go for a test drive. Then buy, knowing you're buying reliability. Every Russo used car has been completely reconditioned. Russo takes pride in the quality of its cars and its service. Skilled mechanics work with the very latest equipment to keep your car in the best possible condition. Now is the time. Get that reliable used car you've been looking for at low spring sale prices at Russo Chevrolet. Russo, that's R-U-S-S-O, Russo Chevrolet, just 10 minutes from Hartford. Take the Bradley exit from I-91, then the first exit to Russo Chevrolet, directly across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks. Thank you. When did you begin playing saxophone? Was that your first instrument?
Well, actually, piano was the first instrument.
Uh-huh. And from there, you graduated to saxophone?
By request. I think I tried to become a drummer, and I think my parents thought it was a little too noisy, and the saxophone would be a compromise. But that can be pretty bad, too.
Yes. What was your first sax? Was it a C melody, or...
It was.
It was a C melody sax.
How'd you know that?
Well, I think I read that someplace. I think I've read every word probably ever written about you.
Well, that's very flattering right there, but the C melody is probably the most difficult saxophone of all because it puts you in horrible keys.
Uh-huh. Of course, your parents had some great ideas for your career, and their ideas did not include music, according to my understanding.
No, I don't think that was planned.
They had you all set, I guess, for an education at Rumsey Hall, and then at Yale.
Oh.
Yes.
You get that from.
That's one place you didn't go.
I did.
Oh, you did go to Rumsey Hall. My information is correct. I believe we can credit George T. again.
George T. Simon.
Yes, yes.
Well, he's the devil.
What name band did you break in with?
Well, actually, if you could call it that, I played with the other half of the Casa Loma band. You know, the Casa Loma band originally
yes.
started out under the direction of Hank Biagini.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a split. It was out of Detroit. And I was one of the replacements in the Hank Biagini section of the Casa Loma band.
Uh-huh.
Which, of course, folded. The other one, the other half, went on to, you know, a real famous orchestra. And... I can't think of really any real famous band that I played with. It was in 1933 when I first had my band.
Uh-huh. Charlie, you've made so many records over the years and so many big hits. You had Cherokee that we mentioned before, Redskin Rumba, Skyliner, and so many others. What's the biggest one you've had?
Well, it has to be Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be Cherokee.
Did you ever get tired of playing Cherokee?
Yes, I went through a complete cycle on that. I got to the point where I said, oh, no, not again. And then I came to a stage where it didn't bother me at all, and I was kind of happy that I hadn't gotten stuck with something that would really be a misery to play, because Cherokee is really a wonderful tune to play.
What's the favorite record of all those you ever made? Can you point to one in particular?
You know, that's an awful tough question, because... there have been times when I thought, well, this is it, and this is it, and then I listened to it in retrospect in later years. I don't think I've ever made the favorite one yet.
You've made a few I consider favorites, though, Charlie. This one in 1941 featured 23-year-old Lena Horne with a Bud Estes arrangement.
To me, you send chills right through me when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. You're my thrill. How my pulse increases, why I just fly to pieces when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Nothing seems to matter. Where's my will? Tell me why this strange desire that keeps mounting higher. When I look at you, I can't keep still, 'cause you thrill. When I look at you, I can't keep still, 'cause you
Big Band Swing Again in the 1972 subscription series at Lake Compounds, Bristol, Connecticut. There's a concert and dance, cabaret style, on May 8th with Harry James and his swinging band, featuring Corky Corcoran and Sonny Payne on drums, all direct from Las Vegas. June 21st, Woody Herman and his orchestra. July 6th, Stan Kenton. August 2nd, Count Basie and his orchestra. Individually, $5.50, but by subscription, $33 per couple, including tax, a saving of $11 per couple. Single subscription tickets at $17.50, a saving of $4.50. Act now, a limited number of subscription tickets available by mail or in person at Lake Compounds, at G. Fox, downtown Hartford, or at your local music store. Make checks payable to Norton Enterprises, Incorporated. Remember, you can save $11 per couple on subscription series tickets at the Lake Compounds Ballroom, Bristol, Connecticut, where the big bands swing again. In person, Count Basie, Woody Herman, Stan Kenton, and Harry James. A Kingsley K production. Charlie, that was a great number by Lena Horne. Many people don't even realize she sang with your band.
Yes, she did for about a year in 1940.
And she's more beautiful and sings better than ever, I think.
She's an amazing woman. I've seen her just recently, and she looks just wonderful. She's beautiful. And she sounds beautiful.
Yes, that's for sure. Kay Starr also sang with you for a while. Many people don't realize she was a band vocalist. And three other names come to mind for me among the females: Fran Warren, Mary Ann McCall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fran Warren, incidentally, I'm playing Disneyland out here on the 27th and 28th of May. I'm reassembling a band for those 2 days. And Fran Warren is booked in there with us. Is our they have what they call Big Band Weekend there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have... like Lionel Hampton is one of the other bands.
Now, when you play a current date like that, what do they ask for, Charlie? Is it, again, Skyliner and Cherokee and Redskin Rumba and so on?
In this case, I mean, we'll play all of them that the people want to hear, but we'll also play some other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very fortunate out here because I have a whole slew of guys that have played with one time or another that are in the studios out here, and they're available, and I think we're going to have a real good band.
Your alumni club would have to be one of the greatest. Some of the names that I recall: Barney Kessel on guitar, I guess, first came to prominence in your band.
That's right.
Trummy Young.
Well, he was with Jimmy Lunsford.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but also with Charlie Barnett. And Ralph Burns, pianist. A couple of pretty fair trumpet players. Doc Severinsen played with you for years, didn't he?
Oh, Doc Severinsen, Maynard Ferguson.
Clark Terry. Incidentally, Harry Von Zell was once a vocalist with your band, wasn't he?
Yes, he did. He used to announce our remote, and he wanted to sing, and I had this... in the old days, you used to go into these recording studios, and they'd hand you 6 pop tunes of the day, and in most cases, they were just stock orchestrations chopped up, and you try to make the best of it. You do 6 tunes in the quickest possible time for $20, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
But Harry said, "I want to sing, but why don't you sing a couple of these things?" And he did.
It didn't seem to hurt his broadcast career any anyway. Charlie, I'd like to play one here. I'm wondering about the career of the vocal group that made it. Do you remember this one? Make Believe Ballroom, done by Charlie Barnett and his Glen Island Casino Orchestra.
Let's dance in a mansion or ballroom. Here's your Make Believe Ballroom. Let's dance romance at the tip of your fingers while the melody lingers. Let's dance, dance, dance. Just start in swaying while the band is playing. Music is worth your while. Let this station give you dancipation. Simply slowly turn the dial and keep on dancing, though you've only a small room. Make it your ballroom. Let's
Make-Believe Ballroom by Charlie Barnett and his Glen Island Casino Orchestra. Russo Chevrolet wants this coming summer to be the best summer you've ever had. The summer you see the USA in a beautiful new Chevy. That's why they're offering special spring sale prices on all their beautiful new Chevy models. Many young families are getting carried away by Chevelle. Others prefer the Impala, a car that starts you relaxing before you get where you're going. Or what about the sporty Camaro, the economical Nova, or one of the many handy wagons? Stop in and talk to an experienced Russo salesman. He knows his product, and he'll be happy to show you the features of all the exciting new Chevrolet models. You'll be buying a fine car at special spring sale prices from a dealer who cares about you after the sale. 13 certified mechanics will keep your car in top running condition. Make 1972 your year for Chevy and for Russo Chevrolet. Take the Bradley exit from I-91, then the first exit to Russo. That's R-U-S-S-O, Russo Chevrolet, directly across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks. The handsome Charlie Barnett was also a movie star with and without his orchestra. How many movies did you make, Charlie?
Well, I didn't really make any. I was in a few. I don't know. I guess it is. Around somewhere between 20 and 30 of them.
Oh, my goodness. What's your favorite medium when you were playing? Did you like a live audience? Did you like the radio broadcast? Did you like the theater dates or the dances?
Well, I tell you, Arnold, that's a loaded question because it all depends how you felt.
Yeah.
There, of course, there's nothing that can compare with a live audience. You know, I mean, under
yes.
good conditions. You can't beat that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I used to enjoy recording studios because you things do them over and get them right and all that.
Charlie, you didn't waste any manuscript paper on this one either. We're going to play a couple here that you got very right in the recording studios. The first one, again drawing on your great affection for the Duke Ellington sounds, is called The Duke's Idea.
Thank you.
That was a great one, the Duke's idea. Here's another head arrangement by Charlie Barnett called the Count's idea. A couple fine originals by Charlie Barnett's orchestra, the Duke's idea and the Count's idea. Big bands swing again in the 1972 subscription series at Lake Compounds, Bristol, Connecticut. There's a concert and dance, cabaret style, on May 8th with Harry James and his great swinging band, featuring tenor saxophonist Corky Corcoran and drummer Sonny Payne, all direct from Las Vegas. June 21st, Woody Herman and his orchestra. July 6th, Stan Kenton. August 2nd, Count Basie and his orchestra. Individually, $5.50, but by subscription, $33 per couple, including tax, a saving of $11 per couple. Single subscription tickets, $17.50, a saving of $4.50. Act now. A limited number of subscription tickets available. By mail or in person at Lake Compounds. At G. Fox, downtown Hartford, or your local music store. Make checks payable to Norton Enterprises, Incorporated. Remember, you can save $11 per couple on subscription series tickets at the Lake Compounds Ballroom, Bristol, Connecticut, where the big bands swing again. In person, Count Basie, Woody Herman, Stan Kenton, and Harry James. A Kingsley K production. Aside from playing with a big band at Disneyland, how are you spending your time nowadays?
Well, I play a lot of golf. I spend about 7 months a year in Palm Springs. Do a lot of swimming. And the other 5 months a year, I've got a 40-foot boat over, twin diesel cruiser fishing boat over here in San Diego. We have an apartment over there, and we spend those 5 months there. I do a lot of fishing. I go for the big ones. I've been doing pretty good. I got quite a few trophies.
Charlie, we'll look forward to seeing you in the near future. I hope your travels will take you up in this direction. Continued good luck to you.
Thanks, Arnold.
Jazz authority Leonard Feather has written, "It is sad that the music world today needs men of Charlie Barnett's integrity more than Barnett now needs music." Our thanks to Charlie Barnett, a most interesting and great guest, musically speaking and personally speaking, here on our one-night stand for the month of April. Our engineers were Dave Kaplan and Bob Schirago. This program was produced and edited by Brian Hartnett. A one-night stand with Charlie Barnett has been brought to you by Lake Compounds in Bristol, where the big bands swing again in the 1972 subscription series. And by Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks, where you'll find special low spring sale prices on beautiful new Chevy models and on reliable used cars, too. Our next one-night stand on WTIC Radio will be heard at 9:05 p.m. on May 1st. Till then, this is Arnold Dames.